Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade.
You should have said coffee instead of lemonade.
We should have said coffee in the intro instead of brain and lemonade.
Yeah.
We should have said coffee.
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 Oh, if you haven't guessed what we're going to talk about today, it's coffee. I have recently read a book. We have ordered too much coffee before the pregnancy, and we still have a lot afterwards.
I'm just gonna like take a moment and reminisce about my last cup of coffee that I had.
Yeah.
Which was like 6 or 7 months ago. I miss it so much. And I told Corbin one of the first things I want after this baby is out is a nitro cold brew. Because nitros usually have about 200 milligrams of caffeine, and that's like my daily limit when you're pregnant, but like when she's out, I'm chugging it. That's what I want. Don't even give me the baby. Give me coffee first. Just kidding.
Well, seems as if everybody needs coffee. Ooh, does my phone up here good? Because this is going to be the first time I try something new. We've made a Facebook post. I asked people to tell us, what coffee means to you, why. Don't hate. If you don't like coffee, don't comment.
Get out of here. Yeah,
no, that's
just kidding.
What I'm avoiding. I'm trying to say, like, obviously you don't need to say anything if you don't like coffee. But we just have a bunch of small facts here and there, on what we like. We're going to give a specific shout out to a brand that we've been drinking a lot. We're still ordering and drinking them from them. It's just their roast, you know. Should I wait for comments?
Yeah, let's save those.
Okay,
I'm going to
bring it up. That way I have it ready.
Our other stuff.
So, let's see. Coffee is believed to have been discovered by an Ethiopian gert herder. Ethiopian goat herder named Kaldi around 850 A.D., he noticed that his goats became energized after eating the berries from a certain tree, which led him to try them himself.
Interesting.
It's the believed discovery.
Of coffee. Yeah. What did they do before 800 and some BC?
Tea? I don't know.
They're just doing like crack. Just kidding.
No. Did you know that coffee is the second most traded commodity in the world, with oil being the first?
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Considering, like, I mean, at least in the United States, I feel like we import all of our coffee from, you know, Africa, South America, and stuff.
Right. And coffee can, you know, help burn fat and kind of boost the metabolic rate.
Hmm.
For some fun, healthy things about it.
Interesting.
I just wanted to spitball a couple.
I also saw that if you drink coffee, like, you're less likely to, or if you have at least 2 cups of coffee, less likely to develop diabetes. But I'm assuming it's...
So coffee helps, like, a little less?
It helps...
Prevent against diabetes?
Helps against diabetes. As long as you're not, like, putting 8 tablespoons of, like, cream and sugar in it.
Or, like, what is it? Like, 10 packets of creamer?
Yeah. I'm assuming it's just, like, black coffee. Which is how I like it.
Coffee can drastically improve your physical performance.
Like, just running or functioning or...
I don't know. That's just one of the
lifting weights.
In 2015, astronauts aboard the International Space Station became the first humans to brew and drink coffee in space. They used a specially designed espresso machine called... Are you ready?
Yeah.
I love it.
What is it?
I giggled earlier. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
It's called the ISSpresso.
ISSpresso. Good job.
Want this machine for no other reason but the name.
Right.
Some of these facts just blow my mind. I just wanted to like fire them off. But Finland holds the title for the highest per capita coffee consumption in the world. On average, A Finnish person consumes about 26 pounds of coffee per year.
Wow. That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Should we move to Finland?
For the coffee?
For the coffee. So we can be a part of that really cool statistic.
Huh. Will we be able to get our coffee out there?
But I bet there's some really good, like, European coffee.
I know, but Bones Coffee, everyone. It's so good.
Right.
You have anything fun? I'm just naming stuff because for me, I've been drinking coffee / cappuccinos / not cappuccinos, but gas station cappuccinos.
Right.
Like, since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a gas station right next to our high school. I would just skate over there really quick, grab a cappuccino, walk back, and have it in class, throw it away when I was done.
I feel like I'm not relatively new to the coffee game, but like, I probably didn't start drinking coffee until I was like 28 or 30.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's just like, I mean, I would have like a frappuccino with coffee or in it, or like a mocha every once in a while, but like brewed coffee, like from a pot. Yeah.
Oh.
Not until I really started working.
I mean, it's not like I actively made a pot. I do now.
Right.
But I didn't then. I always went and got something.
Yeah. But I think,
especially during the wintertime, it's just cozy.
Having in the wintertime, it definitely was an acquired taste for me. Like, it took me, not that I didn't drink it. I don't know. I just didn't drink it until like more recently, I think.
Right.
And even then, I was like cream and sugar and blah, blah, blah. And then I changed how I was eating and just did, you know, black coffee. And
right.
Now that's like my favorite go-to thing.
Right.
Or flavored black coffee, which is awesome too.
Hmm. I mean, I liked it, like I said, for wintertime. I'm from Michigan, so mostly kept me warm and kind of cozied me up if I needed to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Coffee may protect you from Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Well, I'm trying to think, you know, more about it. When I'm like, I guess like now you can move from coffee to like a coffee shop. Coffee shops have these like aesthetic about them.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them, even Starbucks, unfortunately, that keeps you relaxed. I mean, obviously it's probably oxygenated roasted beans and all that in the air and
right.
Your drink. But like, it's like if you really need to rest and focus and relax for just a second and get something done, you can always do that.
Yeah.
At some sort of like coffee place.
Yeah.
Coffee cafe or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I miss.
They're called.
Right. A cafe. I miss. There was a local one that used to be downtown that I really liked. The Tea Tavern.
Oh, yeah. Tea Tavern. Cranford Tea Tavern.
Yeah. They had coffee as well as tea. But, yeah, it was just like a cozy place to go. And, like, I hate being, I'm not, like, pro Starbucks, but, like, it's just. I'd rather support a little guy, yeah.
That's what I liked about that, because it would be, like, she'd wake up and go to work down there, and then I'd wake up and go down there and meet
right.
her, and be like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Can I get a coffee?
Can I get a coffee, too?
Or if it's later, I'd get a coffee with a little bit of booze in it.
Right.
Like, oh, I miss that place. But that's what I'm saying. No matter what, it's just homey always.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable, you're in a safe place,
right?
Because it's like if something bad were to happen, like the employees could possibly back you up, you know?
Right. I mean, I don't think I would ever like, and fortunately I've never witnessed like a crazy like Karen or
right,
like
right.
any weirdness at a coffee shop, which is I guess fortunate for me because it apparently happens a whole bunch on the internet. Did you know that the term Cup of Joe wasn't really used until 1930?
1930?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
The term, there's a couple of theories of where it came from.
Uh-huh.
Like, the term Joe was like an average Joe, so Cup
an
of
average
Joe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's a, like, combination of Java and Jamoke, like a Jamocha.
Oh, so it's okay, like, yeah.
They shortened it and put it together, Cup
right.
of Joe.
Yeah. Cool.
Which is kind of cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe.
And also says that women taste bitterness in coffee more than men do. Huh. Supposedly this is an evolutionary trait, as poisons are usually bitter and women need to protect unborn babies by picking up poisons before they're ingested. So like, if I think a coffee's super bitter but you think it's okay,
right?
It's just evolution, baby.
Coffee can fight depression and make you happier.
I believe it.
It says about 4.1% of people in the U.S. currently meet the criteria for clinical depression. And if you, women who drink 4 or more cups per day, at a 20% lower risk of becoming depressed.
Maybe I need to drink more coffee.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
But that's why I wanted to talk about this coffee that we've been getting. They're called Bones Coffee. They have a lot of theme ones. They have a lot of other ones. They have a lot of random ones, but then they have a lot of really good ones. They just have a lot of coffee. You know what I mean?
They do.
I wanted to talk about that one because, like, we've been, like, buying their beans or their roast for, like, 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
And, oh, never disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm on their, I think, their most, their popular ones, but by rating as well. So, like I said, they had a lot of themed ones. So the first three people buy, they did Nightmare Before Christmas, a couple of them, and the first one is zero, is called Rough Weather, and that's the most purchased one. I don't even know what flavor that is. And the second one is the Pumpkin King. The third one is the Mud Slide Boogie, and that's Oogie Boogie. The fourth is Frog's Breath for Sally. There's Santa Jack. They've got really, like if you want these, like, specific, like, like, if you're more of a, I want the taste of chocolate, they've got S'morey Time, and, what's that one that we just got? They released a Haunted Mansion one, which is, like a brownie, and that one's
really good. Yeah, a caramel brownie.
They have a White Russian one that has the dude on it, which is, that was my first favorite one. That one was really so good. No, and they even have, you know, if you're a Keurig person, they got the
little pods
that you can put in there. And the cool thing about it too is, like, some of these taste really good in a whiskey, which is strange. Sometimes you can make a really good whiskey cocktail with it.
Yeah.
Just from experimenting.
Yeah.
They have so many different flavors that, like, the fun part about it is, like, going through and just, like, what, like, should I sample some this week and then buy 2 bags or yada yada. Right. And you can get 4 or 5 samples sent to you.
I think so.
For a certain amount. And
they also have some, like, really, at least, bizarre flavors to me. There was, like, a cotton candy flavored coffee.
Yeah, I'm scared of the cotton candy one because cotton candy can be very weird.
Yeah, and, like,
the Banana Foster one.
Yeah.
We got that one. I don't think we were a fan of that. We gave it to our friend, and he drank all of it.
Right.
So, some people like
it. Some people like it, but I'm more of, like, a, I like cinnamon and vanilla and, yeah, like, warm flavors, right, in my coffee.
I'm a vanilla or chocolatey person.
Or chocolate, yeah.
I did get the Spider-Man one. I had to. Oh, it even advertised.
Yeah,
it
with marshmallows. Like
marshmallow,
yeah.
Rice Krispie treats. So yeah, that one's really good. Whoa, bourbon barrel aged coffee. Well, now I know which one I need to get. Oh, it's out of stock. They did an Indiana Jones one, and we got one of those. We got the Crusader's Cup, but we should have gotten the toffee.
Yeah.
Do they have 2 different kinds of cotton candy?
But, like, if you're gonna buy, do you like light roast, dark roast, medium roast? Do you like your coffee?
Me?
Like, really strong? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to me. I didn't know if you were talking to them.
No. Talking to you.
Who are you talking to? I'm talking to them.
I'm talking to them.
I don't like it black.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
that's
you don't
about
like
it.
Super. So you're probably like a medium roast.
Yeah.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, easily, yeah. Like, I'm okay with like a caramely taste, but if there's a mint taste, that would be awesome. If there's a chocolate mint taste, that's dope.
Yeah.
But if there's just coffee with creamer, vanilla, or regular creamer, I think I'm fine with that as long as it's hot, you know?
Right.
Hot. I'd even like, if I was being bougie and I had stuff, I'd even like get a pretzel with chocolate on it and stir it, you know?
Like a hard pretzel?
Yeah, with a hard pretzel with a stick that has chocolate on it and just like stir it around. That would probably
That'd
taste
cool.
really good in my opinion too.
I'm trying to think like...
Now I'm looking at some of these and I'm like, what flavor should we get next?
Like, I love seeing the...
They did, I don't know if you've listened to our Fallout episode yet, but we did talk about the Fallout game series and TV show, but they released a coffee for the show that just came out, and we bought one. We got the Wasteland Crunch, and it is awesome.
It's like a...
It is awesome.
Candy bar in
it's like a
coffee.
Butterfinger.
I don't know if
it feels like a Butterfinger to me.
It's like chocolatey and peanutty and like caramelly, maybe a little bit. It's really good.
Yeah, so I would recommend one of those. I'll probably get another one from them later. I don't know about the Atomic Apple, mostly because apple probably isn't my jam.
Because, again, I think we sampled the apple pie one. It was just like, all those flavors should be good, but my mouth is like, nah, sorry.
Yeah, that's just more coffee talk. Otherwise, you know, I guess that's why I like going into places too, is like sometimes they have their own bag and you can smell and find something that you like. I know there's a place in Michigan that we like to go to for a certain bag of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jared gets like a cherry one or something.
The cherry one is really good.
Like
and it's local.
Yeah, and that's what that's what I'm saying about coffee is like, if there was a problem, like, people are fighting, here, shut up, here.
You just need a cup of coffee.
Just take this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's specifically catered to each person.
Yeah.
And they're just,
That's good.
They cool down a little.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the point. Like, everyone gets along with coffee. And that's why, sorry, I keep talking over you, but I'll talk about my book after you get your things out of the way. But that's what I think the point of the book I read kind of was, in a sense. But, what were you saying before I interrupted?
No, I was just like, what part of, because you said other shops and like going into different coffee shops, do you like to try like their specialty things, or you just stick with what you know?
I mean, it's always fun if it's something that this is my personal favorite and you can sample it, then for sure. Or, I mean, obviously if it's something I know, I won't try it.
Like a rose flavored.
Yeah, but
latte.
If it's like it's our we made it ourselves. Like, okay, I'll try it. Like,
I think finding like little coffee shops like that and trying their like in-house blends or like or their like specialty drinks, I think is a lot of fun, especially if they're just like a small, especially like a mom and pop shop. It doesn't have to be like a bougie like coffee place, but those are my favorite things. What book are you talking about?
The Legends and Lattes.
Oh yeah, I
read the book Legends and Lattes, and I'm sorry, I thought it was a great cozy book, you know, like it read easily enough. It gave you a sense of adventure at the same time, wonder of, so this chick, so I'll give you the idea of it. This orc woman decides to retire, and she retired in a city, and she wants to open up a shop to serve coffee. So she opens up a coffee shop. But everyone in the area is like, what's coffee?
Let me tell you.
Let me show you. And it's just like, for those D&D players who just like, let's say you're retired, your character, read this book.
Yeah.
Just like calm down from the adventure kind of thing, but it's not over, you know? And that's why I really liked the book. I got the second one, but it's more of a prequel. I just haven't had a chance to really get into it yet.
And that's opening like a bookstore?
I think she worked in a bookstore.
Or worked
I don't know
in a
if
bookstore.
She owned it. But in the first book, Legends and Lattes, is about Yeah, that orc woman, she basically made it, hired everyone using her life savings and made it the best she could. And then it's like the evolution of a business.
Yeah,
the entire book.
Yeah.
And that's so, it was so cool. Like, you know, like Harry did his class and then he became on the Quidditch team and then he had the feast and then he went and fought Voldemort. Well, it kind of sets up like that, but it's like she got one of her employees. She got a chef. She got a bard. You know what I mean?
She got a baker.
So it's like all that stuff. And that's the really fun part about it. And it was just comfortable. But yeah, she was just serving coffee and coming up with new ideas and people finding out that they really like coffee. And I was like, yeah, like that's the good stuff. That's the funny part. And not the fun part, but that's the thing that we like about coffee. You know,
yeah.
It's like supposed to be a place of mutual understanding.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that book would be like a good one to like go to a coffee shop and read.
Yeah.
Like just go sit there and read it.
Easy.
While drinking a cup of jaw.
Cup of jaw.
Cup of jaw.
I haven't had their French roast yet from Bones, but that's the one.
Surprisingly, we haven't had any like just roasts. They've all been flavors.
Because like we said, we were going through a trying it out period.
I think once I can drink coffee again, I want just like their dark roast.
Oh, okay. I like this one that they have, the Till Dusk Till Donuts, or From Dusk Till Donuts. Cookies and Dreams, that's fun. But that's just like getting specific to one coffee or brand and company and stuff like that. Definitely need to look into a few others that I know we do have downstairs in the local shops that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So you never like went and got coffee in high school?
I would go get like hot chocolate.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I started with hot chocolate.
Yeah.
like
Elise and I, when we would go study, we would go hang out at Starbucks. And
right.
It was either hot chocolate or it was a chai cream frappuccino, which was my favorite.
I mean, that's kind of similar.
I mean, it's chai, not coffee.
Right, but it's chai. Chai I will put in the same area.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is still a super good drink.
That's what I'm saying. It's still something that it's hot and cools some people down. Yes.
Yeah.
So it counts.
Yeah. So, I mean, coffee adjacent drinks.
I know it's not the same,
drinks,
but it counts. Yeah.
But, yeah. But I didn't really start drinking coffee until we got a Keurig at the office.
Oh.
Or had the, like, espresso machine at the office.
Oh.
And discovered cold brew.
And then discovered cold brew.
Yeah. That's been my downfall.
But I mean, the most coffee I drink today, because, I mean, obviously it's not, like, winter anymore, is with whiskey.
Yeah.
And so far, like, if you just put a normal smidge drop, teaspoon of coffee in with your whiskey, it just, I don't know, it feels more soothing, less of a bite, and it's just like,
especially with the flavor, like the flavor notes of your whiskey and with the coffee, like if you can get them to like match up right, like I can imagine it'd be really good. I'm not a whiskey person, so it's like a little different for me.
And then that leads it up to like different whiskeys, different coffee, different whiskey, different flavor, different types, just all of that. And like you said, the notes, you know, to kind of just making it more pungent. And I obviously don't do it too much where I ruin the whiskey. I'm not an idiot.
Right. Like, I have some dignity.
I have a little bit. But I pour it over stones, kind of make like a small thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I like...
No, you go.
I'll just say White Russians too, is because I mostly would use coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have one more fact before you want to get into like what other people said. I'm jealous. I am not a part of the 29% of people, but 29% of people have to poo right after they drink coffee.
Mm.
And that's... I'm not lucky enough. Because people are like, that's the only way I go. But like...
Oh man, why can't I poop?
I know. So kidding. I'm just like, have multiple cups and still nada.
Still have poop.
To pee, but yeah. Is that TMI? Do people care about that? Are you a part of the 29%?
I don't know.
You would have to drink like a cup instead of just like...
My whiskey?
Yeah.
I mean... Maybe, but I don't want to say the 29. the 30.
What?
I'm that 1%.
You're the extra 1% that, like, yeah, sometimes.
Just kidding. No, I don't think so. I don't, because, like, I wouldn't have drank it in high school then.
Right.
But, no, I don't think so. I did go through a phase where I would rather have warm vanilla-y flavored.
Over coffee flavored.
Over coffee flavored. Like, I'd rather be that. And then I did try steamed milk once. I did not like it. Like, it made me feel weird.
Steamed milk is hit or miss for sure.
Yeah, it made me bubbly or something.
Especially, like...
Not to the bathroom. My stomach.
Made your stomach bubbly.
Made my stomach just go, like, gurgle, gurgle. And I'm like, ugh.
My sucks. Fact got us off track. But...
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, I just... I love coffee. I feel like I wish I knew. I guess I can take this time to like learn some coffee things, like how it's like made and like different flavor notes from different parts of the world and stuff like that. That'd be kind of cool to just like slip out of my pocket sometime. And like,
I mean, read that book too, because that's kind of like they talk about that thing. They talk about how it tastes rooty sometimes too. Yeah. Like, and it's yeah, it's called Legends and Lattes if you want a nice cozy book about coffee.
Like, and ogres.
An adventure.
Yeah.
Not ogres, I said orcs.
Orcs, my bad.
Well, I think there's ogres, but I don't think so. I mean, it's insinuated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. I mean, it's lives in the D&D world, so.
In a-ish D&D-ish
world. Yeah.
All right, so I do have a couple of friends this week that... commented. Not four. I think we only got four comments, and one of them is very small. Let's see. Wayne Penny is a friend of ours. He says his relationship is complicated. My mental function craves the stimulation, but my body suffers from the repeated up and down cycles caused by the caffeine. I do love the taste of it, especially a nice dark roast that isn't burnt.
That's the hardest part, is getting a dark roast that's not burnt.
That's not, that's too toasty, too...
Yeah.
Ugh. Tasty. Funky. Another friend from when I was in high school, so old friend, caffeine, Ambriel Smith. Caffeine is my ADD meds. It helps me function and focus. I only do 1 to 2 cups a day because I know it can be acidic to your gut. I make sure I drink kombucha or apple cider vinegar a couple times a week to balance out my pH, though.
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that. She's on top of it.
Suze McLaughlin says, but first, coffee.
Every time.
Every time.
I'm not, like, extra grumpy before I have coffee. Well, not now, but, like, I'm not the...
Right, I just don't think that should be an excuse to anyone at all.
To be,
I'm sorry, I'm just really grumpy. I haven't had my coffee yet. Like, no.
That's not an excuse. You're just
being a grump. But like, or, I mean, in reality, it's them craving caffeine and they haven't gotten their fix. But I'm not going to, like, you can't use it as an excuse. Neither am I going to hold it against you kind of thing.
But
unless you did something really wrong. But
ask me that question in a couple months.
Okay. Another friend from out here in Colorado. Tyler Weston, it's my daily staple and morning comfort. It warms my soul and helps me shake off the morning grouchy before I have to exist in the company of other humans. The smell of fresh coffee brewing is often the motivation that gets me out of bed and on my feet. I'm not going to lie there. There's just something about the smell of coffee that just like...
I got like goosebumps.
Me too when I said
goosebumps.
That. It's like you can kind of already still smell it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a resting moment. It's a it's like... taking 2 minutes to meditate on accident.
Yeah.
Like, and it's really cool.
How smells can do that to you.
Yeah. Just like... And I think that's why, like, what I liked about Bones is it smells different every time, and there's a lot of different smells.
Right.
And it's just my mood at that point.
But it's all still coffee.
And it's all still coffee. Like, that's why I love it. And sorry. I mean, I didn't, like I said, I didn't mean to shout out Bones too much. I'll tag them in the post tomorrow. But, yeah, that's where I'm at with coffee. Obviously, I don't do the vanilla drinks anymore. I mean, if it's there, I'll and they're like, this is the only one, I'll be like, okay.
Like, yeah.
But I mean, now I'm more balanced.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of just coffee and a little bit of sweet goodness.
That's why, too, I said a pretzel. Like, I'd rather have like a breakfast pretzel thing with my coffee, because then there's sweet and salty balance. So like if I could have a plate of hash browns and a coffee.
Yeah. And maybe a cinnamon roll.
Not a cinnamon roll for me. That's too much sugary once. But yeah, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else on coffee? I think my mom just told us too. She doesn't like coffee.
But she liked the smell of all the bones.
Of all the ones that we did. So yeah.
I just can't wait to regularly have a cup.
Again, yeah. Are you just going to do cold brew, or are you going to switch to something else?
I mean, I'm looking forward to my cold brew just because that was like my go-to all the time. But I also really miss, like Tyler said, having a fresh pot brewed in the morning and just like to get my day, like to just get my day started, you know? And I'll be,
good as gold.
Good as gold. A little bit of, like, especially with the flavored ones, all I need is like a splash of like, because I don't do dairy milk really, just like a splash of like oat or almond milk.
Yeah. Or you do, what is it you do? Oat milk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or almond milk. It doesn't matter.
Right. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to go brew a pot?
Might as well.
We're going to go brew a pot just for the smell of it. Get it?
The smell of it.
Instead of the hell of it.
You're funny.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.